Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 235. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a fun track from Roll Ups. That song is called Somebody Stole the Girl That Stole My Heart, and that's on the band's 1979 album, Low Dives for Highballs. An interesting album there from a mod revival band. Bits of power pop, certainly. That was their bread and butter, but that track there is very Thin Lizzy, and there are other moments that are very Bowie glam era, mid-70s sort of Bowie sound. It's a very good album. It's schizophrenic, but it's very good, and it was just re-released on the 1977 label out of Japan in 2005, and that's where I picked that one up. I think there's a UK version that may even have a couple of extra bonus tracks, but that's the version I found, and I'm happy to have it. Always excited to find those power pop bands from the late 70s, that band from the east side of London, by the way. I got lots of good music for you this week. It's going to be an interesting one. Let's dive into something new here. Here's a track from Parquet Courts. This song is called Borrowed Time.
Leave us!
All right, let's take a break there from all that noisy fun. We ended things off there with Fiddler with the track Cheap Beer. That's on the band's self-titled debut, which just came out January 22nd on the Mom and Pop label. Band out of Los Angeles, they're getting considerable press and deserving every bit of it. That album is very solid through and through and a lot smarter than I think anyone would give it credit for. Before that, we heard from Parquet Courts with the song Borrowed Time. That's on the band's album Light Up Gold, which came out last August, I believe, on Dole Tools, though I think it's just been re-released or maybe released properly here in the last couple of weeks. I don't have a lot of details on that. The band out of Brooklyn, mixing a lot of different styles and doing it pretty well. I think you can find that one on Spotify, so give that one a stream, see if it's something that interests you, and if so, pick that one up. I think it's probably worth your time. We are at the first break, which means I get to tell you how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to jump into a different set here with a little different feel. This first band is called High as a Kite, and the song is called Son of a Bitch.
Your daughter the other day, well, that was weird. She had rhinoceros shaped earrings in her ears. But hey man, have a soda, it's on the house. Remember what I told you about the rooms inside this house? But you don't love me, that's news to me. That's news to me, that's news to us. I think you and I could be in love. If you believe in yourself, you can free your soul. All our hearts broken till I know what to do.
We wrap up a little more nuanced set than the first, I think you'll agree. A little more complicated. Take some time to listen to those ones and re-listen to them. I think you're going to find lots of good things in there. We started things off with High as a Kite with the song Son of a Bitch. That's on the band's EP In and Out of Weeks, which will be out March 5th of 2013 on the Propeller label. That is a band from Trondheim, Norway, way up north. And this is their U.S. debut. That song was part of an earlier album released last year, but didn't get a U.S. release. So this is kind of the toehold in. And they are recording a proper debut due out in 2013. After that, we heard from Team Me with the song, With My Hands Covering Both My Eyes, I Am Too Scared to Have a Look at You Now. That is from the album To the Treetops, which came out March 5th of last year, also on the same Propeller label, and also out of Norway. This one from Elverum, which is kind of, middle of the, kind of halfway actually between Oslo and Trondheim. So two bands from Norway there, very lush sounds, and I'm a big fan of both. And we end things off with Foxygen with the song Shuggy. That is on the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, released on Jaguar back January 22nd. A band that splits its time between New York and Olympia, Washington, or splits its members, I guess. And that is a fantastic album that has just got lots of praise heaped upon it, and it is all over the place. Some tracks sound very Lou Reed-y from, maybe Transformer era, glam Lou Reed, and some sound like Mott the Hoople glam era, and some sound like, I don't know. It's all over the place, and it's very good, and you're going to need to listen to it about 18 times. Luckily, I have done that for you and can tell you it's a sound purchase. Well, I see I'm out of time here, so let's get some business out of the way. let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 235. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Before we go, we'll take a look at the concert calendar and let you know that in the last week we added up photos and video of the Free Energy Rev Gusto Not a Planet show at Czar Bar here in Kansas City. And looking forward to this week, it's going to be a busy one with the 31st Laguerre at the Record Bar, the next night the 1st Hospital Ships and 4th of July at the 8th Street Tap Room in Lawrence. The second, you've got your choice of Calexico at the Granada, or I'm staying in town for Casket Lottery and Dead Girls at Record Bar. It looks like I'll be around the 15th for Quiet Corral and Cowboy Indian Bear at the Uptown. That's part of the J-Rock benefit. Or you could do the Country Mice at Czar Bar that same night. On the 20th, I see there's that Share UK show at the Record Bar. On the 25th, Maserati at the Record Bar, and the 28th, Menomina at the Record Bar. And then we get into March. I think the first thing I'm looking at there is probably Hidden Pictures on the 8th at the Brick. All right, so let's wrap this up. I got one song left. It's by The Joy Formidable. It's on the band's new album, just released January 22nd on the Atlantic label. And this song is called The Ma-Ma Song. It's on the band's new album, Wolf Law, which is an interesting one. The London-based band has been touring nonstop. I think they've been to Kansas City, probably, or Lawrence, probably like four times in the last year, which is a lot for a band from London. They've kind of gone lots of different directions with this album, but somehow it is the most polished and sheen record at the same time. Mama's Song in particular has the heaviest portion of any Joy Formidable song, and if it doesn't make you headbang, well, then you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. So thank you very much for listening. We'll wrap things up here with the Joy Formidable. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
sweet.